Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo! What are you doing, kid?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Good. That's how it should be. Just sitting here doing nothing. I
won a Fortnite game this morning.
Oh, it's one of those
I like
mornings,
to play
huh?
in the morning. I like to get up, I do my push-ups, I drink some coffee, and I like to play Fortnite after the kids go to school because I know it's either just me and kids who aren't old enough to go to school, so I will destroy them, or their dads trying to get better.
Yeah.
So that's when I like to play. As soon as if I get home from work and play, I just get crushed.
Yep.
And kid just talking all kinds of smack.
It's not fun getting your ass kicked constantly. Right. You got to find that window.
That window is 9 a.m., baby.
Yeah. So how'd it go this morning?
I won.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And then every time I win, I snapshot and send it to my boys.
Yeah.
On their phones because I know they're on them at school. And I just say, let bro cook.
Yeah.
Let bro cook.
You think they're proud of you?
We up.
You think they're proud of you? Or do you think they're...
I sent it to my oldest today, and that's what he sent back. We up.
Are they good?
Bro cook.
Are they both good? I mean, you're used to quite the gamer. I don't know...
He doesn't play that much anymore. Okay. He plays the show all the time, and he's good at it.
I knew that. Mostly
Chacho's good, really good. I don't know if he's great at it, but, you know.
Good enough that he enjoys it. You have to be pretty good just to enjoy it.
He's good enough that, like, you know, he wins a lot of times that he plays.
Okay, well,
but then I have seen him play with his buddies, and some of his buddies, he's like, yeah, he's way better than me, so I don't know.
Oh, did he say his friends are better?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, but if he can win some games, then he's pretty good. And if he's continuing to play, then he's pretty good, because I'm sorry, it's not fun if you're not very good.
It's weird, because they go through phases where, like, nobody plays it, and then all of a sudden they play it again, and then they stop, and I don't see him play it forever.
Yep.
He's really on a Madden, but we mostly play sports. NBA 2K, he beats me in that every night. Hate him. I get like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like I get
trying
all
everything.
Oh man,
just can't get it to work. Do you play in different rooms or do you play on the same TV?
Depends on what we're playing, but on the same TV for the like Madden
and for basketball.
Yeah, and then when they're at their mom's house, I just call them.
Oh right, that makes sense.
I just FaceTime. I'm like, yo, fire that thing up.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, that's a good way to spend time with your kids.
Of course,
I guess.
Man. You can't
really
see them,
that,
so you're like,
right.
Yeah.
But you got headsets on. Right? Or no?
Yeah. Some games allow you to have headsets, other ones don't. Okay. So if they don't, then we just, you know, put it on the phone and the speaker, and I talk smack.
I go through phases playing games at all. And then when I get into it, I get really into it. And then it's like, you have to find something that you're decent at. Because if you're getting your ass kicked at something, then it's just, there's no, you know, when you're finished, you're like, I don't want to play again.
Right.
I don't feel it. I used to play Call of Duty all the time. I mean, I used to play video games all the time. It just feels like as I get older, there is a mental thing where if I play poorly, if a new game is difficult for me, I go, I'm too old for this. And I just tell myself immediately, I give up. I'm obviously too old for this.
Right.
The kids are too good. My brain's not sharp enough. I need to find a better time of day, like you said, and about seven beers or something. And then maybe, you know, I can get loose enough to get a few kills here. Otherwise, this isn't going to work. And so I just, I've had a rough go of it lately.
Yeah.
I just don't play.
I think in Fortnite, they also put you with people who are your...
Fortnite was always hard for me, though.
But they put you in people who are, like, as good
as you.
They're
supposed to do that in a lot of games.
Yeah, I don't think they do. I've been on Call of Duty before.
Call of Duty,
these guys are good.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys are good.
They were supposed to put you with kind of similarly matched people, you know, with XP that were similar. I don't know if they even attempt that anymore or not, but it didn't seem to matter. I don't know. They weren't doing it, or people were cheating, finding a way around it, whatever.
Right.
Whatever. I sucked at it. I know that. And you'd get a game that you were good at, you played all the time. The new game comes out and you suck, and I'm just like, well,
I'm gonna get
frustrated. Fortnite, I couldn't even really fully figure out. I won maybe two games ever, and as it got more complicated, I'm seeing people do more stuff. I was like, I don't want to learn this. I don't want to build stuff. You know what I mean? I don't want to build while I'm shooting. I don't want
to
do this.
Well, now if you play it, they have a mode where you don't have to build. Nobody gets to build.
Oh, there's a build-free mode?
Yeah.
Okay. But I understand kids, your kids' age, who grew up playing Minecraft and stuff.
Yeah, they're
like, hey, if we're going to shoot each other, let's build some stuff, too.
Right, the same
but
thing.
To me, I'm like, why are we building stuff?
Right.
This is so ridiculous.
I don't build anything.
Okay.
Ever.
All right.
Yeah, and I don't play in the non-build mode. I just, if people are fighting and it's around me, I run into a building. I'm like, the thing's already built. Like,
right.
I think
it's
of it
there. That's the thing I
in my
understood.
Old man mind, I'm like, just run into the goddamn building.
Yeah, I didn't get that. There were already structures there. I was like, so I can go in here? But this guy's out here in the middle building this thing. I can try and shoot at him. But, yeah, I never got that into it, but I know it's...
The show, if you're playing online, you can't talk to anybody.
Okay.
Do
they allow cross-platform play yet? Okay.
But sometimes, man, people, they figure out a way to troll you. Like, I was getting beat the other day, and the guy hit, like, six home runs in an inning. And at the end of it, it's just like baseball. It looks just like baseball, and they do the inning score and everything else. They come up with a score. And then he would, like, change his team name to Keep Your Composure. I'm like, you. And then the next thing was like, that was four home runs with his team name. I'm like, I'll kill you.
Right.
I swear to God.
Why not just go ahead and have the headsets?
Right.
And
every time, every inning, he would change his team names. I was like, yeah, but I wasn't answering him, so he knew.
Okay.
And I don't ever answer him.
Yeah.
But so then he just started changing his team name, and I was like, it was pretty funny.
It's a good way to do it.
I was like, I wish I knew how to change my team name.
Right, exactly. Too bad I'm old. Not only did I not think of this, I don't even know how the hell to do it. And my boy's not here. I wouldn't be playing if my boys were here because I'd be getting my ass kicked. I used to go through and read those unread messages, and it was all people just angry about something from a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, because I didn't read them either. Because I knew if I got a message from someone I don't know, and you know me, I'm sensitive. So it doesn't matter that it's a 12-year-old. It's still, I was like, well, maybe I'm a bad player. Maybe I am a camper. I don't know. Anytime you do well, the other person's going to talk serious trash.
Right.
Somehow you're cheating. Somehow it's unfair. It's just like sports. It's just like sports. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Well, it's somehow rigged. The refs are in on it. Now they're investigating tampering. You've seen this because of Mecole Hardman, right? There's tampering.
Mecole Hardman giving the Jets the other teams, the game plan, the Chiefs and somebody else. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, I didn't see that part. I just saw the part where he said he was talking to
somebody said that he, I don't know who it was, but somebody accused him of giving the game plan away to the Chiefs and somebody else.
Of giving the Jets gameplay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that story seems a little bit bigger now.
Right.
The thing that I read was basically a blurb, but it said that he had bragged about talking to...
Yeah, it was on Twitter, and he said, you know, I talked to, you know, I don't know, Mahomes and Andy Reid.
What was that
the organization.
It was that podcast.
He was on.
He said, I was talking to Andy and Pat, like, get me out of here.
Get me out of here because I don't like the Jets and I want to...
Then he went on Twitter and said, that wasn't true. I didn't do that.
But that alone would be tampering, right?
He said, I didn't talk to him before, but he said it on a podcast, but people are saying that... I don't know, but people are saying that's not tampering.
If he had just talked to them, that wouldn't have been tampering?
If he initiates it, it's not. So if he calls them and goes like, dude, you've got to get me out of here.
Okay.
And they're like, all right, man, we'll see what we can do or whatever, then that's not tampering. If they were to call him and say, yo, are you happy there? Then that's tampering, is the way that some people were explaining it online. I did not look into that to figure out what the tampering rule is.
Okay.
I can't imagine that tampering with Mecole Hardman. I mean, granted, I mean, he caught the walk-off touchdown, yeah. So it's great, you know, and hopefully he's back and people like him. But I can't imagine. I mean, a guy, he lost his starting job on the Jets.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine, like, the NFL's going to. It's not like you. Not like when. What we were talking about earlier. Not like when Miami, they were like, you're tampering with Tom Brady.
Right.
Right.
That's a different story.
And that's what I was wondering. Like, this won't go down as some sort of Deflategate scandal, will it? Or
I can't imagine. Which, by the way, are you watching that yet?
No, but I added it to my list. I was watching this documentary last night. I could not stop watching it. I know Snow Cone started it. What's it called, Snow Cone? American Conspiracy,
the Octopus Murders.
And my brother texted me. No. He started watching it.
What's that?
It's on Netflix. It just came out yesterday, I think. It's pretty insane. It's
remember
like
the movie
four episodes.
Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson?
He's not a Mel Gibson person.
But I mean, just,
bring up
that's
an old Mel Gibson movie.
There's all this like conspiracy. The government's out to get you, and you're like, yeah, right.
Oh, the
yeah.
movie Conspiracy?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, with a kid peeing his pants.
This is like a documentary.
That was Ransom.
If people get those confused sometimes. Yeah, there's Payback, Ransom.
But this whole thing is like this big government conspiracy.
I know
like,
what it is.
Right.
Yeah, I know what conspiracy. I know I saw conspiracy.
And then you start
conspiracy.
Looking into it, you're like, oh my God, like this actually was happening.
And it involves Reagan. You know, it's a lot of stuff about the Reagan administration during that era. And yeah, and then by the end, I'm not going to give anything away, but by the end, you're in a completely different headspace than you were after like the first
See,
episode.
I only watched
or even
one
the first
episode,
couple
but
episodes.
I could not believe what
it's
I was watching.
It's one episode?
It's four.
I've only watched one.
It's four.
Okay. Yeah.
My brother was
I'll
texting me
this weekend
all day
sure.
about it. Even on the way to work, he was still texting me.
It's crazy,
man. He couldn't stop watching it either. And I don't want to oversell it, but I watch a lot of documentaries or like docuseries or whatever. And I enjoy, honestly, most of them
yeah,
more
you
often than
me
not.
Last night about
but
it.
I thought this was one of the most like entertaining and also just kind of. It was kind of thought-provoking. That sounds cheesy, but
okay,
it was somewhat
sure.
thought-provoking because it got me thinking about things. I don't even want to say what it got me thinking about because I'm afraid it might spoil some of this. But it just got me thinking about things, and it was informative in a way because you're learning something.
Slim texted me last night and said, it's the best documentary I've watched in a while.
Yeah. Okay. When it was over, I did not want it to be over at all. I was like, man, I really enjoyed that. The Duplass brothers, produced
I love them.
And the guy who made it, you realize by the end, they're showing these clips of him talking about the story, and it looks like he'd been working on this thing. I don't know. I don't know if you got that far, Snow Cone, but when they show the older clips of the documentary guy, the documentarian, he's way younger. He looks
friend,
like he's been
yeah, he's been
he looks like he's been working
time.
On it for 20 years,
yeah,
maybe since the
time.
Early 2000s. Yeah. So yeah, if you get a chance, watch that. And I am definitely going to want to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
It.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What's
going on?
Sorry, we got distracted with the octopus thing. You mentioned the Brady thing. I do want to watch that. That's on Apple, right?
It's really good.
I saw like a clip of it where they were talking about have you watched all of them that are out?
They're not all of them that are out, yeah.
Okay.
They're not all out yet.
Okay. I thought Apple just did.
There's a new one
time.
Every Friday or something.
But I saw a clip where they were talking about not having the perfect season.
They run out the clock. The Giants.
Yeah, that's
the
one that just
Bowl.
Ended.
Yeah.
We were crushed.
Okay.
I was crushed. My teammates were crushed. Coaches were crushed. That was a history-making game. That would have been everything. And I remember getting to the bus in Arizona. There was not a sound. It was pitch dark. There was no sleep. There was no sleep for a long time.
Okay, just imagine, as a fan, watching the Chiefs, as a Chiefs fan, watching the Chiefs get to the playoffs. Once you get to that point, look, regular season's stressful enough. Playoffs.
Right.
Then once they get to a conference champion, once they get to the Super Bowl, forget about it. I can barely look at the TV. I get so anxious. Now imagine you're an actual athlete who's contributing to the team, and this is your legacy and your record, and you've had a perfect season up to this point, and you are up against the Giants, who shouldn't have really even been in the playoffs. What were they, like 9? And I don't remember. They were a wild card team, and I think they'd won fewer than 10 games.
Michael Strahan's all over it.
I remember that game well because you and I had a bet going about calling our ex-girlfriend and all this stuff, and I've never been happier. I was always kind of an Eli fan, but from that moment on, I loved that man. And so I remember exactly where I was. I remember watching the game. I remember jumping on the floor and screaming with excitement.
And Michael Strahan Michael Strahan is a likable guy. Obviously, he does morning TV and everything. Yeah. He's gone further than just talking about football. He's like Tiki Barber. He's,
He's like a news guy.
Entertainment Tonight, and so like I don't know what
good,
all he
good
does,
Morning
right?
America
whatever,
or the
but
Today Show or one of them.
You know, he's obviously really good at TV, better than most guys that just end up talking about the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So he's good in this, but he doesn't put I love Sackett people. There's nobody I like Sackett more than Tom Brady, and he's laughing. He's like, why not? They're the devil. Like, you know, the New England Patriots are the devil. Let's kick the devil's ass. And, like, you know, he's...
Beyond villain.
Yeah, right? So yeah. It's interesting how, you know, he saw it and how he doesn't really... I mean, he's still doing the Michael Strahan laugh thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was like, let's kick the devil's ass, and he laughs. But you're like, no, he meant it. Like, he did not like them at all.
I can't imagine. For either team, but for the Patriots, I can't.
You know, the way they put it in order is something else, you know, when you talk about that dynasty. The way they put it in order, that season.
What year was that game, 2012?
So that was a season that right before that.
People thought he was done the first time?
No, that was the videotaping scandal.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, they were all out to, you know, prove that they could win without.
That they weren't cheating.
Right, and they have Robert Kraft on it, and he's like, you know, once it came out, he's like, I went down. Like, they don't pull any punches. Like, they tell the truth. Like, Robert Kraft's like, I went down to Bill, and I said, you know, on a scale of 1 to 100, how much does this help us? And Bill's like, 1. And he's like, well, then you're a goddamn idiot.
Okay.
Like, you would put all this in jeopardy over, like, at least, basically saying, like, at least wanted you to say 75.
Right.
Like, man, that would have helped us won, but we won a lot because of it. He's like, but, you know, we're family. He's like, I was pissed, but, you know, I went back up in the office. I called our lawyers, protect Bill. Let's sue everybody.
Okay.
He's like, I was pissed. Like,
I didn't even know for sure if they'd ever admitted to it. I mean, even admitting that it helped at all.
And they had, like, assistants in there saying, yeah, you know, here I am in high heels crushing the tapes.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's telling a story how the commissioner of the NFL is there, and he sees that they're all looking at the tapes, and he's like, destroy them. Destroy the tapes.
The commissioner does.
And then they ask him about it later. They say, how come you destroyed the tapes? How come we can't see them, the press? And he's like, because I didn't want anybody else to get their hands on them. So really, like, you know.
I didn't know that.
But there's a lot of stuff you don't know about everything that was going on. So I think the next one, I think, gets into more of Deflategate and that kind of stuff. But, you know, they go from the first two episodes, Drew Bledsoe's all in it. Like, he is a $100 million quarterback. And Robert Kraft did not want to start Tom Brady.
Okay.
He's like, what are we doing? We just paid this guy $100 million. And then, you know, and Bill Belichick's like, yeah, no. And then I didn't even realize that before Brady won his first Super Bowl, he got hurt in the championship game.
Yeah, that was in that documentary.
Hurt his ankle. Mm-hmm. And Bledsoe came in and led him to the win. Mm-hmm. And they talked to Bledsoe throughout the whole thing. And he's like, and then Bill just comes up to me a week before the game. He's like, Tom's good. He's going to play. And I'm like, he's like, that was, you know, what do you want me to do, man? I just won the conference, right? Yeah. Like, I did everything for you.
That was in, he was in Brady's documentary, too, on ESPN.
Yeah, he was. But even more in this.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think that's when I learned, because I don't think I knew that before I saw that Brady documentary on ESPN. But yeah, I do want to watch that. Now, I don't know if I'm allowed to ask.
That's good.
Or not, but, because I was a little nervous last night, because when you left work, you said that...
Euros had baseball tryouts.
Okay.
So apparently, I don't really know too much. I talked to him last night. He came home, and he went out with his friends. But he said he made the team.
Oh, okay. Well, I got real nervous.
But he didn't say, like, what he made or where he was playing or anything like that.
But he made a team.
He's on the team. He's on a team, so that's all we need to know.
And he's a sophomore.
Yeah.
So
there's, like, three teams he could play on.
Okay.
There's a junior varsity and a C team and a D team.
Oh, really?
He played on the C team last year, so.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did that at our schools, like A, B, junior varsity.
It's basically A, B, C, D.
Okay.
But, A is varsity, B is junior varsity. C is, like, for freshmen and sophomores.
Okay.
And then I think the D team is for freshmen only, I think.
Okay. I didn't know if you – I wasn't positive if you were going to find out yesterday, because all you said yesterday before you left was that – it was that the tryouts were happening.
Yeah.
So then when I didn't hear anything, I didn't want to be the one to bring it up. I don't know if he's gotten the news yet or not. And then I was a little afraid to ask you about it now, but he made the team. So
he made it.
As long as he's on a team.
He'll be playing.
He'll be playing. Okay, good. Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Is there, do you think there's a hobby that someone could have that would keep you from dating them? Just a hobby. Well, there has to be, because at first I thought, well, there's no hobby. I mean, depending on the person, I think.
Well, they don't want to make me do it with them.
No, you don't have to do it with them, which, I mean, that was my first thing too, was as long as if it's their thing, why do I care? But then I remembered our whole conversation about stuff you see in people's houses, like the crystals and the.
That's not really a hobby.
No, it's
that's
not.
A spiritual belief.
Right, but whatever it is. There
could be spiritual beliefs, maybe, where I'd be like,
well,
yeah.
We decided when we discussed that, though, that there were things you could see in someone's apartment or home that made you think you might not be dateable. Now, it didn't mean that you didn't want to spend the night, but it meant that might not want to be dateable. Right. No.
Nothing's going to stop me from that. Like, I'm not going to walk in your house and be like, oh, God.
Crystals. Never mind.
I can't imagine. Right. I can't imagine what
white
it would
appliances.
Be.
White appliances. Yeah.
With the exception of dead white guys who look like me. And even then.
Right. I'll
even
take my
then,
chances.
I saw that thing again today that said, you know, my dick has led me to places that I wouldn't even go with a gun.
Right.
And that, you know. So
it's
I don't know what I would see. If there were like 8 dead white guys who look just like me, I'd be like, I think
you might take your chances, but then you do get out of there even quicker than usual.
And once it's done, you're like, man, that you call your buddies like, man, that was some risky.
You'll never believe
it. You never believe what happened. I drank way too much gin last night.
You had sex without a condom? Well, let me tell you something.
I had sex with a serial killer last night.
Well, so I was thinking, I don't think there's a hobby.
So the exception of if serial killing's a hobby, then I can't imagine, then nothing else.
I mean, but again, now you're back to talking about just sleeping with someone.
Oh, yeah, you're
saying
dating.
We're talking about dating. Then I thought, okay, there must be, because there's
things
in the house.
Well, just about everything would stop me from dating someone.
A hobby?
Literally anything. I don't like dating.
Well, okay, right.
I mean, if I've seen you more than five times, I really like you.
Let's pretend then that you're looking to date.
And that's got
to
be hard for you to figure out. You're like, that guy did not like me. But
right.
Really, if I've seen you more than 5 times,
you're
one of the top 100 people in the world to me.
Yes, on my deathbed, I'll be thinking about you.
Right.
You're
someone
one
on
of
Twitch
the ones.
Said taxidermy?
See, like, I saw somebody mention that. But yeah, it is kind of weird, but if it's their thing and they're doing it in the basement, I don't know. It is one of those things that comes to mind. Like, they're down there doing tech. Even just if you're not into hunting, maybe you really like animals. But it's their thing. I don't know.
And taxidermy is weird.
It's weird
in general.
But
like, whenever you see it on a building that says,
yeah,
like taxidermy, I'm like, who's going in there for
right.
what?
So weird. But
do they do deer head in there?
I would assume, yeah.
I don't know. I'm being honest. Like, I don't know if
is the major
work that a taxidermist does, the the horns the on yeah. the plaque? Is the, that what they...
Yeah, the buck heads.
I would think so.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Deer, I don't know if they do that.
I think deer makes up like 99% of their business. That would be my guess.
Someone else said vacuum collection.
Okay. Again, though, you know, that's not really a hobby.
Actually,
you
if your hobby was vacuuming...
Right, exactly.
I'd be like, well, swing by.
Exactly, and that's what
Brooklyn
says.
Porcelain dolls
like,
in the basement.
Huh? That's not
porcelain
my hobby.
Dolls in the basement.
Yeah, if you there's probably collections that you'd be like, that's weird. Probably more than hobbies.
Collections and hobbies.
Collections
are a little
different.
I guess
but
goes
women collect weird stuff.
That's more of the like stuff in
Didn't
the house.
Didn't your ex-wife like collect like ducks or something or roosters or
penguins?
She liked something.
Yeah, some animal.
I think it was penguins.
Was it penguins?
I thought it was
though?
Chickens or roosters or something.
Yeah, I feel like you're closer.
Not owls.
My brother's frogs. No, owls was not her thing. I know that because somebody else was owls, and she was like, owls. And I'm like, yeah, you're into... What
Wasn't
the hell was
penguins?
She into? I don't think it was penguins. I think it was like giraffes or something. I don't know.
Well, giraffes
that
was
matters,
that girl
but...
from L.A. And I talked to her. Remember, I bought her a giraffe. Me and you and her were out in L.A. together.
There could be more than one, though.
Yeah, but that seems like why you would remember the giraffe. I bought her a giraffe spatula.
I'm going to text
her. And we were together. That makes me think. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask her.
I'm going to ask her.
Yeah, thanks.
Be like, what do you collect?
But the collection thing
should
and the
be like
hobby
ex-husbands.
Thing, right. The collection thing
it
and the hobby
mine,
thing.
Text mine, it'll be alimony.
Right. That's a collection that might keep you from dating someone,
yeah.
Actually. But yeah, collections, I feel like that's not quite the same as a hobby, but it they could be. There's definitely a Venn diagram there, because if your hobby is going to add to this collection, then that's your hobby. So that would kind of come back to things.
And there's some
house.
Things that people collect that wouldn't bother me. Like, I mean, I collect sports memorabilia.
Right.
I like it. I'm not always on the lookout for it now. Like, I have what I want.
It's not
a
hardcore hobby, yeah.
You know, but I have it up on display around the TV and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, it wouldn't bother me. And I know, like, I've had people I know who collect, like, Coke stuff.
Like Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Type. I knew
you know
a guy
I mean?
Who
like,
collected
you know.
Every type of off-brand Dr. Pepper.
Right.
He had every can of off-brand Dr. Pepper that he could find. And
this person had, like, you
know
their house is kind of dead, like, I don't know, like a Coca-Cola toaster and, you know what I mean? Just stuff like that. So that, I guess, I don't know what you would have to collect that would really bother me.
And I don't see if you're
the porcelain dolls is weird. That kind of stuff is weird.
If Coca-Cola stuff,
right?
Like Coca-Cola
right. The little dolls,
stuff,
that kind of stuff.
If you've got them like along the wall, but is
that
kind of
creepy?
I guess it is sort of.
Yeah,
a hobby.
I would think so. Collecting's a hobby.
So the things that people said that would be deal breakers for dating, they said people who have zero hobbies, which I just think, wow, how is that such a big issue? People always
she
say that, like, well,
back,
you have no hobbies.
Fox emoji.
Oh well,
oh,
yeah.
Boxes.
Okay, I thought foxes. That there was. I thought there was something else there in the end, though. But yeah, foxes. Okay. People who have no hobbies, people act like that's such a big deal. You know, oh, this
well,
person
I think
doesn't
people
have a hobby,
don't
but
say, like, what their hobbies are.
Maybe they don't realize it's even a hobby.
Right. Like, it's, you know, like, what? It, like, there's probably everybody has a hobby, but to some degree.
A lot of us say we don't have one.
Right.
Well,
but
you,
you probably
talked
you
about
do.
It. Yeah, but we've said, like, during COVID, people were talking about getting hobbies. And we're like, maybe we'll get a hobby. And then we never really did. But we already sort of have hobbies, which
you do.
Like,
you like
play
listening
Fortnite
to music,
during the day. And,
right.
Yeah,
and. You know,
it's not taxidermy level, but.
But people think it's, you know, they think, oh, well, like, I love college football. Well, that's a hobby.
Right.
It takes up time. I read about it.
It doesn't have to be.
You know, I read stuff that normal people don't read about.
Yeah.
I have knowledge of people, you know, that really I could probably only talk to, like, in depth with 5% of the population. You know what I mean? So isn't that a hobby?
I would
and
think
people
so.
Who are into music or, you know, those are hobbies. I feel like people think hobby means you have to get
create
in your car
something.
And go fish.
Or that you're creating something. You're knitting.
Right.
You're
you
woodworking.
Golf,
you're
right. I don't think that's necessarily true.
Yeah, I don't think that that
reading's
has to be.
A hobby, I would think.
I think
it's
it
something that
be.
Takes
you
your mind
it
off
a lot.
Of. It's something that you do for yourself. You know,
and you
away
do more than
from,
the average person, probably.
And away from the everyday activities that you have to do.
Yeah.
So when you have downtime,
you choose to
do
this
right?
So people said people who have no hobbies, which even if the person literally had zero hobbies, I don't think it would bother me that much. But then they said people who are obsessive about their hobbies. So if their hobby consumes all their time, now again, I'm thinking, oh, would that prevent me from dating someone? If this person is so into video games that that's all they mostly want to do, like they do it a ton.
I guess if it cuts out your time with them.
Right.
I know, but I'm
mean,
saying
like much,
because like
you
say
know.
Your hobby is, you know, working out.
Yeah. And you're at the gym
and that's
all the
a
time.
Hobby. You're at the gym all the time, and, you know, your girlfriend calls or your boyfriend calls, and you're like, hey, do you want to go to dinner? You're like, I can. I'm working out. Well, that's probably a problem.
Yeah. I guess,
right?
Okay.
I mean, even if it's a good, healthy problem, you're right?
Yeah,
I mean, the different, we've talked about it a million times. I'm guessing you know, for Patrick Mahomes, sports was his hobby.
Right.
Right? And I know he was good at baseball and everything else, but, you know, that's his hobby.
Yeah.
So he probably did not have, even though he married his high school sweetheart, I'm guessing the time that they spent together was less than some of her friends with a dude whose hobby was, you know, getting high.
Yeah, there wasn't as much. Well, right. Funny you should mention, because the next one they said is smoking weed. That if that's a hobby, that it can be a hobby because there's people who might collect bongs and pipes and they're constantly trying different types of weed.
They know the different strains. I wouldn't think it's any different than a craft beer being a hobby.
Right. And they mention that kind of in the same thing. Like if you're really into high-end liquor, or maybe you're really into cheap liquor. I don't know. I mean, when is alcohol a hobby and when is it just alcoholism? I think you can have it as a hobby. I think you could be into a specific type of alcohol. Maybe it's even collecting a certain type of alcohol. Like I've got a friend who he's always on the hunt for some rare bottle of booze that he, you know, gets in his mind. He reads about it somewhere and that's what he wants to find.
I went to a guy's house not too long ago to watch a fight. And he had a well-stocked liquor cabinet with high-end booze.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
You know, and he was like, hey, you got to try this rum. It's got hints of banana in it and stuff. And I did, and it did.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not a hobby of mine.
Right.
I know what I like. I buy good whiskey, but I'm not like, oh, I should try this.
And
I want to know what
about
I'm not,
right.
You know, I'm like, oh, look at that. I like this whiskey. Boom. I like it.
Gambling, people said, if that's a hobby.
I think poker could be a hobby, or blackjack, of course.
But they're saying if that's a hobby. This isn't whether or not these are hobbies. These are the hobbies that people are saying would make someone undateable.
Yeah, that was mine for a long time, was poker.
So if you met someone and they're a gambler.
Yeah, got a little risky at the end.
They say it's a financial risk.
But of all the gambling addictions, you can play poker for a long time and not lose a lot of money.
Well, what if it's slot machines then?
Because gambling. There's a lot of folding.
You know.
So if you're really playing tight and you just like to be there and play and talk to the people, you know.
Yeah, you can play for eight hours and walk away even, probably.
Right, for sure.
But when they didn't say poker, they just said gambling. So a lot of people are thinking about slot machines. And
that gets expensive.
Yeah, if you're getting the casino.
$3 a pull.
Yeah, and you're getting all the perks.
I think poker, 90% of the time, you're folding.
Right.
And if not, you're folding at the flop.
You're losing your blind, whatever.
Right, yeah.
My thing would be, do they have enough money to have gambling as a hobby? I think you could figure that out pretty quickly. This person seems to have enough money to afford to gamble as a hobby, then okay. If it's pretty evident to me early on, like this person seems to have a real obsession with gambling and not enough money to gamble with, then I could see this could be a problem long term, right?
Well, also, I will say, I played poker not too long ago at the Hollywood Casino, and I get bored, so I can get pretty aggressive, but I sat down at the table, there's a guy right across from me, full on Ohio State garb. I had never been that aggressive to one person, and he bet, I'm in on the ante. I'd be like, I'm all in. He'd be like, Jesus, man.
And
I never told him I was a Michigan guy.
I wonder if you had any Michigan stuff on.
No, I didn't have anything on. Every time. I'll raise seven. I'm all in.
You probably didn't even know that he was wearing Ohio stuff, like something that his kid goes there or something. So the top ones that people said make someone undateable, the top hobbies, are collecting controversial memorabilia, like if you're really into serial killer stuff or Nazi memorabilia.
Yeah, Nazi
or whatever.
Stuff is weird.
My mom was really into antiques, still is. When I was a kid, I'd go to all these antiques shops, and you'd see these booths sometimes that sold, Nazi stuff. And I was thought, I mean, I guess the person isn't saying they're a Nazi, I don't think. But even as a kid, I was like, wait, are they saying that? Why are they so obsessed with the Nazi stuff? It is interesting, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it is a crazy thing that happened in history, but I'd be curious as to what motivates the person who's collecting the stuff.
My grandfather was in the World War
II,
I guess, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That would be... Well, but they fought the Nazis in both of them.
Well, the Nazis weren't around yet. They fought the Germans.
Okay,
right.
But he did. I sold it. But I often think about that, who I sold to. He killed a Nazi officer and took his gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he died, he passed that gun on to me, and it was a Luger with the SS symbol on it.
You see a lot of Lugers at antique stores.
And it had the SS symbol on it, and whatever the name or whatever. It was this guy's. I just sold it at a gun show.
Yep.
Because my dad was like, you want it? I was like, no. So we went, and my mom's cousin or somebody sells guns in Michigan.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, come through the back. Really? I mean, you know, we talk about it, gun loopholes now, whatever. Come to the back. And I'm like, all right. So I went back. He's like, let me go talk to this guy. He's like, all right. And then he came back. He's like, you know, he'll give you $450 for it.
Done.
Like, perfect.
Deal. Take it.
And then, nobody even asked me.
Yeah.
Now when I think about there wasn't school shootings. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know, now I look at it, I'm like, man, who did I sell that thing to?
Probably someone selling it at an antique store, honestly, because right, yeah. I seem to see those or things a lot Nazi. When I was a kid. Or a Nazi, right.
I was like, you know, which my grandfather took it and with the idea that he killed a Nazi.
Right.
And
someone else is like proud to own a Nazi thing.
I was like, right. Oh, okay.
Being obsessed with politics, like as a hobby, people said that could make someone undateable. Is that a hobby, being obsessed with politics? I mean, I know you talked about sports could be a hobby.
Yeah.
Being obsessed with politics could just be some sort of almost like an anxiety, right? That, I don't know. If you're involved in any way, then it's definitely a hobby for sure.
I think it could be a hobby.
If you're just obsessed with reading the
hobby.
News. Yeah, I guess. Well, so people right. say that can make you undateable. I don't think it would make you undateable for me.
To make it a hobby, you probably have to.
You have to be talking about it a lot. You have to be involved
somehow. You
have to do
stuff with it a little bit. Like, even if it's just then you collect.
Something. The old signs.
I've got a friend
who had all the old Democrat campaign, you know, flyers, all that stuff. Then it's a hobby. And I could also see how it could become annoying, for sure. But it's not something that's immediately, to me, going to make someone undateable. And the top two are, number two is being obsessed with celebrity culture. Like, worshiping celebrities, being really into celebrity pop culture. That would not bother me at all.
No, me neither.
I see that as almost like a healthy thing. Like, oh, you're into, you know, seeing what Taylor Swift is up to or Tom Cruise, whatever. You get Us Weekly.
You know, it's so weird because I know it doesn't make any sense. And it's completely hypocritical if I say sports is my hobby. I just think that's not a hobby.
Right.
But it's the same thing. It's literally the same thing.
And you're learning about the celebrities within the game.
Yeah, you're reading stuff and watching it. Like, it's clearly a hobby.
Yes.
If I'm going to consider sports a hobby. But in my mind, I'm like, that's finding out where Taylor Swift's airplane is not a hobby. But it is.
It is. It's like being into cars, right? You know, because even if you don't have even if you don't own a car, you can still read about them all the time and everything else. And that's
what
like
am I
being
having?
Into
like,
celebrities.
No. So if I was dating someone, they're like, well, I'm really into celebrity gossip. That's my hobby. I'm like, it's not a hobby.
Right, of course.
They're like, well, all you do is sit around and watch sports. I'm
right.
like, completely different.
Right, and you're talking to Nick Wright about, did you hear this rumor? Because I think it's true. I think they might have been tampering. But the number one hobby, I do agree with this. I think this could actually be a deal breaker. And it's if their hobby is pranking people. Like doing TikTok pranks.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
like the husband and wife couples on YouTube that prank each other.
Anybody that does the pranking.
Prank
the people go up on the beach and do the pranks. It depends on the type of prank you're doing, I suppose.
Why do you see the prank wars, the couples
mean,
that do it at
the
home?
Mean-spirited ones where... Well, but if their hobby is as a hobby,
like
I go out...
TikTok.
And I prank people and tell people they're ugly or whatever. Like, yeah. I see that stuff and I think, I'm
if
sure there was an age I would have laughed
not
at that.
Harmless.
There is pranking that I still will laugh at, but a lot of the stuff I see on Reddit now, I'm just like,
broccoli head kids.
Yeah, like,
douchey
dude,
stuff.
Just quit being a dick to people.
Right.
I don't know, leave them alone, but then I feel like an old
man. I
wouldn't
want that anyway. That may be like a deal. If every time I came home there was a bucket of water on top of the door, I'd be like, God damn it.
Living with a jackass cast member, I think that would be a deal breaker.
Right, yeah, like, no.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Let's doom scroll in a minute, baby.
Yeah, we're going to doom scroll. I thought I had it ready, but I don't have it ready. I don't know. I did it this morning. There's news to talk about. You know, today's a leap day. Is that what they call it? It's leap day? So we're all salaried here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about this. We don't get paid for today. You know, depending on when we sign our contract, because we usually sign 2 or 3 year deals, right? Leap year only comes once every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, here's how many days are in a year, 365. We're paying you for this many days a year. But this year there happens to be a leap year day. They didn't include that.
I can't do the math. I don't understand.
We're not getting paid for today is what I'm saying. We're salaried. Because we're salaried. We're working an extra day. Yeah.
Is that true? Like, last year this day didn't exist?
Yeah, there's no February 29th.
Yeah,
it's only every
today.
Four... Only.
Yeah, but it still existed.
No, only every 4 years.
No, last year would be like March 1st today.
Yeah, but we'd still be working. It'd be March 1st.
Yeah, but then the year would be shorter, right? So at the end of the year, your payday
adds
up.
If we worked every day,
well,
now it's just getting to the weekend.
One day closer.
Right, and if you didn't have a leap year day every 4 years, then eventually I saw something that Christmas would be in
calendar
July.
Calendar falls out of sync.
Yeah, calendar falls out of sync.
I don't really understand.
We're working a day that we're not getting paid for, just trust me.
There's an extra. How do they add an extra day in the year?
They have to.
Today.
They do it today. The 29th, February 29th. So anyone born on February 29th.
Time is just a construct. What are we doing here?
Yeah, because the Earth
doesn't perfectly
time itself, you know, to work out to be perfectly 365 days in a year.
Well,
so.
Then why are we here?
Exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, how is today a work day? It should be a holiday. It should absolutely be a holiday. And the kids who are born on the 29th, Do they? When do they get to celebrate their birthday? They have to wait until March 1st for their 18th, and I'm guessing they have to wait for March 1st, right?
I guess March 1st would be the birthday.
There's no way they'd let them do it. Yeah, because you couldn't go in on the 28th.
I used to hate that when I was a kid.
Can't have a birthday every 4 years.
I'm like, oh, shut up.
Oh, this, yeah. You know, he's only 11 years old, Reed. Because we had a priest at the church who was born on the 29th or whatever. I'm like, you know, he's technically 11 or whatever it was. And I'm like, well, that explains a lot because he has a lot of childish thoughts. If you're asking me, but whatever.
Oh, good. And he's dating his age.
Exactly.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're doing the news, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
we're doing the news. So, Richard Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away, 76, from a heart attack. He had Parkinson's. Larry David says he cried, wept.
Made me sob.
I knew it was something.
Yeah. And for that,
Ron opened the door.
On Curb Your Enthusiasm, Richard Lewis and Larry David were bonded by bickering.
You never call me. You always pick the restaurant.
Are we married? I don't understand. Am I dating you?
Friendship that went well beyond the show. In a tribute to Lewis, David says he had that rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today he made me sob. And for that, I'll never forgive him.
Does that make you guys feel anything there?
It's just a classic Larry David quote.
Feel
it's perfect.
Yeah, but did it make you feel? Did you think about, like, you know, if I died, that you'd actually be mad at me because you think you'd sob? I'd sob if you died.
Yeah, I'd sob if you died.
I'd sob if... Are you, for what, sure. What were we watching
either
yesterday we were sobbing about? Oh, Dear Zachary.
Sob
for that. Brooke asked me about the sobbing thing. I was like, I got nothing against crying. I just don't know. When Laszlo brought up the sobbing thing, like... I actually don't know. I'm sure I have sobbed.
Sobbing is an extended amount of time.
It was like my stepdad's like death and then that Dear Zachary thing. Those are the two things I can think of.
Sobbing is like an extended period of time.
Yeah, I think trying to catch your breath.
Right.
But for how long?
Oh, I don't know. 5-10 minutes or something.
Oh, Jesus, that's sobbing.
I would say even if it's only 10 seconds, if you're going that's sobbing,
well, yeah,
right?
I feel like
sobbing is the 2 to 3 minutes.
I feel like it's a gasping for air type
thing. Yeah. I'm saying 5 to 10, but it's like the last 5 minutes of that movie, yeah.
Like, are you audibly making noises
mm-hmm.
as you cry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's
like I said, like the last time I can remember is my stepdad's dying.
I'm
but that was
sure
it.
I've done it, like as an adult. I'm sure. Maybe when I used to, you know, when I first started having really bad panic attacks and I would cry, I might have sobbed. I mean, I was high school, but it's kind of freaking me out. When we were talking about it at home last night, and I was like, man, I don't know. I always say that I'm a crier. I'm open to crying, but I don't know that I can remember the last time that I sobbed. Maybe there is something wrong with me. There's a class action lawsuit. It's too late for us, I guess, because I don't even think anyone's
I don't think I've ever sobbed.
Well, except for when you were a kid.
Like if you guys
every
are saying
kid
that,
sobs.
It's duh.
Every kid has a tantrum and sobs.
Yeah,
right? I mean, you sob. You definitely did. Every kid sobs. If you didn't...
Well, you're saying like just the tears and the...
yeah.
Maybe, man. I had to be little.
Yeah. But
real little.
But I normally would say either I don't believe you or this is more evidence that there's something wrong with you. But with the sobbing thing, I'm having a hard time. I really can't remember specifically a time that I did as an adult either. But I'm sure... like I said, I'm sure if someone has a God machine, they're like, here you go, Slim. It happened a week ago. I wouldn't be surprised at all. There's a class action lawsuit, this time against Temu. People say it both ways. The Chinese shopping app that they advertised during the Super Bowl this year and last year.
God, like 80 times.
Yeah. So they're saying that it is collecting data that it shouldn't be collecting. But you got to hear, the lawyer who's heading up this class action, he not only says that it's a bad app and bad for privacy. I think he says it's like the worst app you can download.
Two class action lawsuits allege the app has an arsenal of tools to gain access to what they call literally everything on your phone, including your contacts, camera, microphone, and more. Attorney Steve Berman represents the plaintiffs in one of the lawsuits.
You're alleging that Temu is collecting text messages and photos. What proof do you have?
Various experts who have studied the Temu application, and there's a wide consensus that it is the most dangerous app in America.
The most dangerous app in America,
what does it do?
Period.
I have it on my phone.
Period. So I don't know.
Do you have to have it open for it to do it, or is it just constantly? Because my phone tells me, usually, like, hey, this is running in the background.
And it asks for permission to access photos.
It's never said
that. So they said that they did, that Temu did update their privacy policy or whatever when you go to the App Store or Google Play to get it. I think they updated on both. One of the things that they alleged was that it was taking your location, like specifically your location instead of your general location, that it was logging IP addresses, that it was accessing all of your contacts. I don't know what the, you know, disclaimer said, because I've never read a legal disclaimer on any of those apps. No one does. You just click OK.
Right.
Because it would take you a year to
read those
things.
Have you ever bought anything from it?
I've never used it. Any of those that say you have to have the app, I'm like, yeah, no. I got to be honest, there's part of me that's like, why do I have to have the app? There's a reason you want me to have the app, and because of that, I'm just... And I haven't heard that I'm missing out on anything great. I feel like we lived through the Wish, you know, craze, where it was like, oh, look, I think you can get cheap AirPods, and it turns out you couldn't get cheap AirPods.
Well, I will tell you, Chacho bought something on it.
I know my niece uses it.
And it came, and he liked it. It was what he wanted. Like, you know, and it wasn't, like, I looked at it. It wasn't cheap looking or anything.
It wasn't some sort of scam like a lot of the stuff.
Right. Like, you know, you see people order shirts from some of these things and it's got the wrong picture on it or whatever.
Right.
This, you know, it's what he wanted.
Yeah. I don't have anything against it necessarily, other than the fact that it told me I had to download the app. So I was like, well, if I have to download the app, because I've seen the ads on. Where do you see the ads? Is it on Instagram, I think, where it's like, spin the wheel?
Well, I mean, didn't they pay for like the, weren't they all over the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but I'm saying on your phone, when you're just browsing stuff, you get something that pops up. I think it's usually on Instagram, and there have been times where I'm like,
I'm going to buy something from it now.
I'm interested in this. Let's see. How much is it? And And they sell odd stuff. They definitely advertise a lot of odd stuff, because even though I don't have the app, it advertises to me on Instagram a lot. But I've never bought anything on it. Have you, Snowcone? Do you have the app? Have you ever downloaded it? I don't think with
the only like app thing I've bought off of is Shein.
Oh yeah, well, okay. Shein. Well, it's a different company. Yeah, clothing company. But, yeah. Did you ever order anything on Wish?
No,
I can't remember with Wish. If I don't think I had to use the app. I think I did it on my laptop.
I think you do a laptop. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, with, Shein was with like the app.
Temu, it
I'm
says,
not sure you have to. You have the app, but I did.
Maybe Temu just says you have to have the app to get the discount. Maybe that's what it says. For some reason, I thought you had to have the app to buy stuff, because when it links to stuff from Instagram, it says you have to download the app. But maybe that's because they're offering some sort of deal. Maybe someone on Twitch knows. I don't know. Like I said, I know my niece uses it. I know I see ads for it, and it looks like the stuff is cheap. But apparently, it's the worst. What did he say? The worst app in America, period.
Yeah.
That's what the lawyer said.
Worse than TikTok.
But in my mind, I'm thinking, what apps aren't accessing all the information on our phone? Now, I know Apple now does a thing where it says allow it to track your whatever. But let's just say before that even. Or if you click allow.
Well, they still say that TikTok's doing that even with Apple's, you know, security.
Right. But there's still so many apps that say it wants to access your microphone. It wants to access this. Are we just saying that Temu isn't upfront enough about that? Or are we saying that Temu is taking above and beyond what even a lot of other data mining apps would take, by taking your exact location, by taking your IP address?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they all be taking your IP address?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I would assume. I don't know. I mean, 99% of the apps on your phone exist as a way to collect data. That's where the money is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Target advertisements, which we like. We've admitted we like the targeted ads. And I know a lot of people are worried about privacy, but Lazo and I say it's too late. And it's just kind of that school of fish thing. I hope nothing bad happens to me, but
I'm going
to
order something here.
I know it's somewhat risky, but does it sell a lot of weird stuff, or is it just cheaper? Because the ads I see are for weird stuff, stuff that you couldn't find on Amazon. I always am like, what is that?
Like weird tchotchkes or
electronics a lot of times.
Okay.
Something odd, and I'm like, what is it? And then I click on it, and it tells me it's, you know, something I'd never heard of or something I've never looked at. Like maybe it's a laser engraver or whatever.
Okay.
And then, of course, it ends up being Temu. Right, Twitch, that's how you said they said on the Super Bowl, is Temu.
Temu.
Well, you know, I guess buyer beware with the app, because there's this class action lawsuit and they say that they're stealing your data. Hey, good news, Joe Biden had his physical and he is fit for duty.
Good for him.
Now, I guess he doesn't have to do a cognitive thing. You could do a cognitive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Press secretary says he doesn't.
But physically,
doesn't need it.
He's okay.
But that physically, he's okay. He's stiffened up a bit and has a hard time walking because of natural aging of the spine.
I'm not sure. I don't worry about the physical. It's more about the cognitive.
That's yeah, but he says he didn't have to worry about that. So okay. I saw him eating ice cream. He went and got ice cream on his own, so I guess he's doing all
right. President Biden was declared fit for duty and overall healthy by his doctor. The president telling reporters yesterday there is nothing different than last year. We did learn that Mr. Biden's gait has stiffened because of age-related wear and tear of his spine. And also, he has started using a sleep apnea machine and had a root canal in June. In response to questions about his mental fitness following that special counsel report, the White House press secretary says his doctors do not think he needs a cognitive test.
Hey, his doctors don't think he needs a cognitive test.
There you go.
His doctor said that. So, you know, quit with your armchair diagnosis and leave the guy alone.
Yep, that's
He's healthy.
It's settled.
He had a root canal. Now, when Trump had that doctor come in, and what was the scandal there that he lied about his weight and his height and stuff, right? Didn't his doctor say he was like 6'7" and 180 pounds or whatever it was? BMI was, you know, zero. I don't remember, but it was definitely not accurate sounding. Didn't sound accurate. So at that point, then you realize, well, these doctors, why even have these medical reports? Because it sounds like you get to hire the doctor of your choosing. And it's not like you just have to, you know, randomly go see a panel of three doctors and they all come to some sort of consensus.
It seems odd, right?
I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, but they're telling you, like, he got a root canal. The public needs to know that. And he uses a sleep apnea machine now, which is new.
Oh, that he weighed 215 pounds.
Okay, so that was the scandal?
And that was nearly 30 pounds less than the White House doctor reported in 2020.
So that was just the weight thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't more than that?
I think it was like that he was like 6'5", too. I mean, I think he's 6'3", or something. I think he
looks tall.
But
no, he looks tall.
They upped it a few inches.
But it was the weight thing. Well, anyway, Biden's fit for duty. So there you go.
Sweet.
How old is he, 84?
105.
Hold on. I think he's actually Biden age. I think he's already... Oh, no. Okay, so he's 81 now.
All right, I'm buying five things from Temu.
Okay.
I'll tell you how they turn out.
Electronics, clothing, what sorts?
I'm buying a hat.
Okay. Like knockoff
stuff? For $3.98.
Okay.
No, it's not like it's supposed to be an Adidas.
Okay.
One of my clocks broke, so I'm buying one of those.
Like a wall clock?
It's like I like to, on my bookshelf, I like to have one of those big LED ones with just the numbers.
Okay. The ones like behind us up there?
Yeah, like that, but it's just the numbers. It doesn't have the box.
Okay.
So I think those look cool. This looked good. Two pieces gravity electric salt and pepper grinder.
Okay.
An extra absorbent bath mat for my bedroom, for my bathroom.
Okay.
And I need a new one-piece meat thermometer.
Okay. Digital?
And I bought all of those things digital. I'm buying all of those things.
For a total
of $39.
Not bad. Well, I can't wait for the unboxing. I'm excited about that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We won't be ready to do Laszlo's unboxing, I don't think, but we'll finish the news here.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll. A gangly son of a bitch.
Hey, guys, great news. Mm. That big scandal this week, the fear, the anxiety. I know we've all been feeling it since I brought it to everyone's attention about Wendy's and their surge pricing.
Right.
Well, I guess they heard us because somehow this is big news that, you know what? All a big misunderstanding. We're not going to do it.
But now Wendy says it was misunderstood and it will not raise prices during peak hours, telling ABC News, we didn't use the phrase surge pricing, nor do we plan to implement that practice. That contradicts what the CEO said on an earnings call earlier this month.
Not really. Well,
beginning as early as 2025, we will begin testing more enhanced features like dynamic pricing and day part offerings.
Okay, dynamic pricing. So they didn't say surge pricing. Now, ABC News went on to say, hey, you know, that term is used by other companies like Uber and stuff to describe surge pricing. But the CEO did say, I didn't say anything about surge pricing, and that's true. He said dynamic
Maybe
pricing.
Maybe saying, at night, it'll get cheaper.
Yeah, who knows? But
don't some people do, like, happy hours?
Yeah, lots
Doesn't
of
them Sonic do happy hour, though?
I think so. I think they do, like, a special on their drinks, right? Like, and McDonald's
yeah,
does
Sonic does, like, a happy hour.
Doesn't McDonald's do a thing where it's a dollar
like
large
a dollar
drink?
Sweet tea or something?
Yeah, dollar sweet tea. Is that ever?
A dollar tea? I'm not sure.
I don't know if that's a time of day thing or a time of year, but whatever. The good news is everyone can calm down. They're not going to surge price you. You'll get charged the same as the guy in front of you if you go to Wendy's, okay? Laszlo, if I told you, or no, let's do it this way. If you got a call from the school and said,
A school or
or your kid's school and said, okay, listen, Lazo, we know you're going to find out about this probably in the news or from your kids when they get home, so we just want to be the first to tell you. Today, in social studies,
yeah,
high school social studies, your son's teacher told everyone in the classroom to push their desk out of the way and create a circle, and then asked your son and another boy to stand up and sword fight in front of everyone for 3 minutes. That's what you think, right? Huh. I mean, the whole reason I have this story is because I saw their teacher made kids sword fight, and I was like, Jesus.
On a biscuit when you started.
I mean,
didn't you? I'm not the only one saying that, right?
No, I thought, man, with the whole story, I'm like, what sex thing did this teacher do? Because there's been so many.
Once you said that, I was like, wow.
There's been so many stories about teachers.
A sword fight. I was like, okay.
Yeah, sword fight. I was like, all right. Well, when they said that she made these two boys stand up and push the desk into a circle, made these two boys stand up and started a timer. I was like, what kind of sexual thing's gonna happen? No, actual swords. One had a katana sword, and one had like a. I don't know. You're a Game of Thrones fan. What's the other sword called, Snowcone?
What the hell's a katana sword?
Katana sword's like the
Valyrian
Japanese
steel?
One. I don't know if it's Valyrian steel.
A samurai sword?
Katana sword. It's a katana sword and a
like
samurai
a sword. A knight uses.
It was curved. It was curved. Yeah, it's a straight sword. One kid had a straight sword.
What's a straight sword?
I don't know what it's called, but it looked like a normal
sword.
Yeah, yeah.
No, hey, these are different. Yeah. He's saying one's a samurai sword.
One was a samurai sword. The other one was a straight sword, and I don't know what
like
those are called.
Like a knight sword.
Like a knight, yeah. Like the knights of King
Arthur.
Randall. Yeah, exactly. Arthur. His table.
The yeah, kind of Arthur swords, had a table.
The kind of swords they
would have
used.
I think Lancelot was on it.
But, so there's video of these kids sword fighting.
And some woman.
No, that's been proven false. But there was a video of this.
Marjorie or something.
You're thinking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I don't think she was there. There's video of this. You can see the timer going. I have no idea why this teacher asked these kids to do this.
Oh, longsword.
She said that
broadsword.
Longsword. They might have said one of those two
might
things.
Have been why I was thinking there was a woman on there. It's called a broadsword.
Sir,
I didn't pay that much attention. Hey. They were like, I just saw it was a broad with a sword.
Yeah, hey.
Like, this it was King
you,
Arthur,
right?
Lancelot, and some broad with a sword.
Yeah, that's where you got confused. Yeah, because there were no women there. So she tells them to stand up, and she sets. She told the class, I've got a surprise for you today. Didn't tell them what it was. Then she pulls out these swords, I guess, and tells them to fight with swords. There is video of these two kids sword fighting. It looks dangerous enough to me. It doesn't look like fencing with the little thin metal. They look like real, you know, larger metal
yeah,
swords.
Yeah, the broad of the lake. That's it. The lady of the lake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guinevere!
She handed down the sword from the bosom of the water to King
Arthur. I think they're different people.
And she knighted King Arthur. She made him king.
Land of the lake. Lady of the lake. You could throw your sword in water and then she'd keep it for you.
Yeah, but then...
You'd be like, give me your sword. But Guinevere, I think, was, you know, she was...
But someone from the water told someone he was the king.
That's because he said, bring me my sword, and then she brought the sword.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Oh, my God, okay. You guys.
What? Yeah. I'm just saying. Oh, sorry, this bores you?
Yeah, he's bored.
He's
Game of Thrones
bored.
Fans.
Come
right,
on.
You love this stuff.
On to the next thing.
We haven't even gotten to the story yet.
I know.
So the kids' sword fight.
This guy loves swords.
I watched the video. It didn't look good, but I didn't see anything too bad. Apparently, right after the video ends, though, one of the kids gets sliced, cut some tendons, you know.
Some tendons where?
Yeah, like in his arm. Mom and dad aren't happy. They think the school shouldn't have been doing this. The teacher shouldn't have been having boys sword fight. So they're suing.
Shocking video showing Albuquerque high school students sparring with real swords in the middle of chemistry class.
It's a rapier. That's how you're supposed to use it like this.
And this wasn't teens going rogue, according to a new lawsuit filed by one student who was injured. Their teacher, Loviata Mitchell, announcing earlier on this day in June of 2022 that she had a surprise for the class, telling them to arrange their desks into a circle, handing one student a rapier-style sword
rapier.
And the other a katana, yeah. According to the lawsuit.
Rapier.
Then instructing rapier. The students to fight as a two-minute timer counted down.
Why did she do this? I remember the
yeah, to show what it was like.
I remember the she's a chemistry teacher. This isn't even social studies. Mm-hmm. There was the people that made the kids fight
Bruce
at the daycare.
Social studies.
I know, because I thought it was social studies. I just noticed he said chemistry. I'm like, yeah, it really doesn't make sense. I mean, it didn't make sense to begin with that these kids are fighting with these giant swords. But so back to the beginning.
I like it.
If you got that call and your son was involved with the sword fight,
is he the one who got cut or not?
Yeah. Let's say he's the one. Who
I'm
got
upset.
Cut. You're upset?
Yeah, I don't want to see him get hurt.
What if he's the one who cut the other kid?
Yeah.
Aren't you worried about a lawsuit?
Well, he was dead at school. You told him to do it.
I'd be more worried about a lawsuit than my kid getting hurt. You know, as long as he's not dead or anything. But, like, if it's something that can heal, then it's that lawsuit you got to worry about. They could sue you for all types of damages. I've seen some weird stuff happen at school or alleged to have happened at school. You know, they had the slave auction thing. All those things in the last decade. The sex stuff has just been out of control. Maybe we just know about it more now, but it feels like it's happening more than it used to. But the sword fighting thing, that came out of nowhere. Anyhow, moving on. We don't use swords anymore. We use guns. Right. And
well, I guess that's a good lesson to learn. You can hurt someone with a sword.
With a sword,
you don't have to shoot them.
Yeah, you don't have to shoot them. Just get a rapier sword.
Yeah, get a rapier.
I wonder whose sword was more effective. The guy with the rapier sword, it looked bigger, I think. But it's also heavier, harder to wield.
Rapier sword?
That's like a rapier. It's like a fencing sword. You know, it's like a...
But it looked bigger than a fencing sword. Oh, well, anyway, maybe that's what it was.
Skinny?
Maybe it was skinny.
So it looked like the fencing swords.
It did? That, like, bendable?
I don't know if it was bendable, but...
Like a fencing sword? I wouldn't be worried about that,
Dan. That's what it looked like to me.
Okay, well, so maybe that's... Maybe, I don't know.
A rapier sword.
It looked rapier.
It's got an I in there?
Yeah, R-A-P-I-E-R.
Anyway.
R-A-P-I-E-R. Rapier.
We use guns now.
It looks like a fencing sword to me.
And guns are...
No, you're right. It looks like a pirate sword.
Sure.
Guns are guaranteed to us in this country.
And so are swords.
You get one when you're born, and you get one on your birthday.
Yeah, this is a pirate sword.
Okay. That's what it is. It's not a fence. This did not look like one of those
like a
soft
pirate sword.
Okay.
Swords.
Okay. But, okay.
So you know, it looks like something Johnny Depp would, you know, hit you in.
Okay. Got it.
All right. A broken wine glass or a broken wine bottle?
You know,
nah, I'm just kidding. There was that video.
That man
saying, he won, right?
Stop it.
He won. I'm not disparaging his name.
What do you mean he shouldn't?
He shouldn't have. Snow cone, our resident woman on the show. So the Supreme Court has to hear about bump stocks. I was waiting for Lazo to say something.
I thought for sure.
Giving him a gap there. Something about my mom and a bump stock. Yeah. Anyhow, bump stocks. Trump actually banned bump stocks when he was in office.
He did.
But the issue is that – so machine guns are illegal, okay? That law has been around for a long time. You can't have a machine gun. But how they defined machine guns in the law is pretty specific. If you pull the trigger and you get a rapid fire, you know, more than one fire, more than one bullet from one pull of the trigger, then it's a machine gun. But if you have to pull the trigger each time, then it's a semi-automatic, and those are legal. The thing about bump stocks is, if you've ever watched like a YouTube video of someone using a bump stock, it sounds like a machine gun.
It's just going, a machine
brrr,
gun.
Yeah. But what it's doing is it's causing you to fire that trigger so rapidly. It's pushing, you know, it's causing some sort of physics, and it's pushing that trigger so rapidly, way more rapidly than you could do it on your own without the bump stock, and it turns it into what's an automatic weapon. So now the Supreme Court has to decide whether or not it's actually constitutional or within the limits of the law for bump stocks to be illegal. Liberals want the Supreme Court to hear it because they want them to say, yes, you got to keep them illegal or you can't keep them illegal. But gun rights advocates say we want this to go to the Supreme Court because they can't be illegal. It makes no sense. It goes against the law.
The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in a case that could change gun rights across the country. Both the Biden administration and gun rights activists appealed to the higher court asking the justices to review a 2019 ban on bump stocks.
Bump stocks make it possible for semi-automatic rifles to fire more rapidly. They were banned under the Trump administration following the Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017.
So I think I read what some of the justices have said already. And I mean, even the conservative ones, I think I only read stuff from the conservative ones. And they were talking about how we see why these things are dangerous and why it almost sounded like they were saying, we see why these things should be illegal.
Right.
But I got the impression they're saying, but Congress needs to go back and write a new law because the law that you're using by saying that these are basically banned under this machine gun law, I don't think that it really fits the law. And that's really, I guess, what the court is. That's how the court's designed to work, right, is to say whether or not the law that you've got in place is being followed. This thing that you said, hey.
They don't make laws.
Exactly. They just – and so it didn't sound to me like they're saying we think bump stock should be legal or, you know, you should get rid of this ban because we want them to be legal. But if they do reverse a ban, it sounded to me like at least they were saying you should probably ban these things. But you probably need to write the law a little more specific. Although we don't know yet because they haven't actually said. And also, speaking of the Supreme Court, they're going to hear Trump's claim about being immune to prosecution because he was president. And because they're willing to hear that case, that means that these trials now probably almost certainly won't happen before the election. Ooh. I don't know if that means that it happens while he's president. You got to wait for him to be done.
You can't prosecute him while he's president, can you?
Well, he says you can't. I don't know. Can you
bring charges? I don't think you can.
I don't know.
I think like the The Congress has to, but I don't think like a district attorney from Michigan or whatever, I don't think.
Yeah, so, and if it was this election scandal, it sounded to me like what they were saying is if he got elected, then they would have to wait until after. So you must be right, because it seemed like they were saying it would have to wait 4 years.
This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court handing Donald Trump the gift of time. The justices agreeing to decide whether the Republican frontrunner should be immune from federal charges because his attempts to reverse the 2020 election happened while he was still in office. In a one-page order, the high court saying it will hear arguments in the case the week of April 22nd. But with no firm date for its final ruling, the prospect of a federal criminal trial being completed before the November election becoming increasingly unrealistic.
I thought it just seemed like we were on this trajectory that they were going to, okay, you got the case in New York, right? And then he was found guilty, can't do business, you fined $500 million or whatever it was. Then it felt like they were going to get this election fraud, whatever they call it, going next. And I thought it was going to start like in the spring. Didn't you guys? Didn't it seem like that's what was going to happen? That was, he would be in court by maybe even there was a time when I thought he might be in court by March. I don't know. But now I guess because the Supreme Court is willing to hear this, I don't know if it's just because, you know, hey, you got to wait your turn because we got to hear about bump stocks. That's what I'm wondering, right? You're talking about a pretty important case here. I know bump stocks and all other stuff. People think that stuff's important too, and I'm sure it is. But maybe you get the presidential thing out of the way, find out if he tried to steal an election or not. Even if he's found guilty of trying to steal the election, is there anything in the Constitution that says he can't run for president? That would definitely mean that he falls under the 14th Amendment or whatever, right? Because that's what Colorado and those states have said as an excuse for not putting him on the ballot. 14th Amendment says if you participate in an insurrection or whatever, then you can no longer hold office. Something like that. So that's why those judges said, we're not going to put him on the ballot because he participated. But the people who object to that say, no, he hasn't been convicted of any of that. You're saying that he did. We're saying that he didn't. He just went to a rally. Things got violent, but he didn't participate in it. He was somewhere else. He was in another room. So I think if he's convicted, then they could say, okay, now he falls under the 14th Amendment, and he can't be president. I think. You're reading about it now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, but I think that's it. But the point is, the news today is that it just sounds like there won't be a trial about the election fraud stuff, at least I don't think, before the election. So there you go. It's the Church
of Life. It's been a- After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yo.
So you want this thing, huh? You could crowdfund it.
It's 33 grand. 4 days left.
Yeah.
But the booth that the Sopranos sat at when, you know, people say he got shot or he didn't, whatever. The final scene. That restaurant is auctioning it off. They've had a plaque on it that said forever reserved for the Soprano family.
So did they not let people sit at it this whole time, I'm wondering?
I don't think so. I said reserved for the Soprano. But they're auctioning it off.
So it's on eBay. And
when I saw it first, it was like $4,000. I was going to buy it. But then I went back and looked, and it was at $31,000. So.
But since then, it's only gone up another couple of grand. It's $33,000 right now. Now, there are 4 days and 4 hours left, and I don't see a buy-it-now price. Is there a buy it now?
I didn't see it.
Have you ever bought anything on eBay?
No.
Never?
Never.
Not once. My brother buys stuff on there constantly, sells stuff on there constantly. Anytime I need something off eBay, if I can only find it there, I have him do it. He's like, dude, you're not a senior citizen. He's like, just go on there and buy it. I'm like, no, I don't know how it works. Like, the thing you're sending me is just for sale, buy it now at that price. So just buy it. I'm like, you better do it.
Yeah, you better
do it. You better do it. I don't know how the whole eBay thing works. Well, it's because back in the day, you had to have PayPal, which, you know, that was like a new thing. Like, how are you going to pay for it? And so they set up PayPal because of it.
I'm with you.
33 grand for a movie memorabilia is
and
a
that's
lot.
A good one.
Now, if it was 10 grand, then I could see where you start going,
I bet
going,
you could start a restaurant. You could start a business around that.
It says, yeah, the plaque is still back there. It says, this booth reserved for the Soprano family. It looks kind of worn, so I wonder if people have been able to use it. But maybe not, because it also says reserved. So if it was 10 grand, I think you'd have to take a shot at it. I mean, it was your favorite show.
Yeah.
And you're not a movie memorabilia guy. You're not a memorabilia guy, but this is one that you want, so.
You could literally start a business with it.
Because you have the booth from the Sopranos?
If you started like a little small Italian restaurant and put that booth in it and then just wouldn't let anybody sit in it.
Yeah.
And you had to sit around the Sopranos booth.
Yeah. It's like a
I'm not saying you could start, you know, Olive Garden nationwide, but if you put that in a small strip mall in Kansas City and people could go in there and take a picture in that booth and then they got to get out because Tony might show up.
Yeah.
People would do it. They absolutely would do
well,
it.
Well, then I think you should get a small business loan to buy this thing. Sounds like you think you could turn this thing into a profit. So
I'm telling you.
What would have been the max that you would have been interested in it?
10.
You talked about going in on it with a friend.
10.
10 grand?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the most you think you'd pay for any movie or TV memorabilia?
Well, that's pretty high.
Well, that's a lot, yeah.
Well, I think I could make money. I think I could turn money with
you
that
one. You think
one.
You could make money off of it, which is totally unique. Most people who are buying movie memorabilia aren't planning on. They might plan on selling it in the future. I don't know.
Or they might put it in bars or restaurants if you buy
those people,
Mickey Mantle thing and a baseball. So, yeah, I don't see why that's any different than any of that. Like, people go in and see that stuff.
Yeah, start a diner or find a closed one. Stick the booth in there.
Yeah.
There you go. Done.
Call it the Bada Bing.
Yeah.
Boom.
Or you could have Kenny, our guy, build you one that looks just like it.
And say it wouldn't be the same.
Say you bought it on eBay.
Wouldn't
well,
be the same.
If people believe that it's real, wouldn't that's what I meant. And you have the ability to tell people that it's
wouldn't
real,
be the same.
You've got a radio
it
show.
It wouldn't be the same.
It would to you, but to everybody else. Anyway, I want to find out, and I need you guys to be honest coming up. I want to know how long it took, if ever, how long it took before you loved your kids. This is a real question. I didn't know this was a thing until today, but I'm not a parent.
Okay.
So, but I'm very curious how long it took until you loved your kids. And I'm going to think about it, and this could be an honest moment coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Okay. Go so ahead. I want to know, you guys are both dads. I want to know how long it took until you loved your kid. How long does it take before you love your kid? Because I saw a thing about Bradley Cooper, Snow Cone's favorite actor.
What?
And you said best performance of the year, right? That Netflix movie? Oh, that wasn't you?
No.
Someone said it was good. I heard he's nominated for an Oscar.
An Oscar.
Well, who does he play in that movie, Snow Cone?
Leonard Bernstein.
Oh, yeah. He's been wanting to do that for a long time.
He's been wanting an Oscar, Snow Cone says. Snow Cone says he's Oscar
hungry.
He's
been training for like 6 years for this role because he really, really, really wants an Oscar.
And
Did he watch it? Didn't get it.
Falling Star, or whatever the Lady
Star
Gaga
born,
movie
yeah.
on. Yeah.
Star Porn.
He was nominated. She was nominated.
What's it called?
Was he nominated?
Oh, Star is Born.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he said Star Porn.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't see that.
That's when I was in. But I didn't get nominated. So Bradley Cooper has opened up about fatherhood.
That's something.
Yeah, that is. I'm proud of you. Bradley Cooper has opened up about fatherhood in a new interview. And he has revealed that initially he may not have loved his daughter. Now, I think this is very honest, you know, for an actor to be this open and honest, you know. I don't think we should immediately start criticizing this guy. You know, he's...
Well, there might be people who feel like that, and he can be like, hey, it's not abnormal.
People
may be like, hey.
Yeah, it gets better, you know, eventually.
I don't know if I mean, I love my kids when they were born. I didn't love them as much as I do now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you love them automatically.
I figured you guys would
but
say
like
that.
A base level love. But you grow more
it
in love.
It becomes
as they
more
get older.
Like when they're first born, it becomes like more responsible.
Oh my God. I got to take care of this
but
kid.
But, like, yeah, not even scared, but just like, yo, I got to, like, we got to, you got to eat. I don't know how
get
to do this.
Together,
like,
yeah.
it's,
but once they start
it becomes a taking care of, you know what I mean? The responsibility. Not that you don't love them, but you don't know them. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's more like, you know, those first few months, like, I got to take care of them. When they start showing their personality.
Yeah.
And you learn about them, but before they can do anything,
yeah,
the most important thing is, like, you got to feed them and make sure to clean their diapers and stuff. It's not that that's bad. It's just
a sudden change in.
Right, but it's not even like, I don't know how to explain it, because I see where you're headed with this. It's not that. It's
someone's depending on you now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, it's a duty.
Yeah.
I have a duty.
Totally different than a relationship.
Totally
a marriage.
Different. It's just a duty.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I got to make sure this kid stays alive. Right? Right. And then after a couple of weeks, you're like, man, I love this kid. Right? But yeah, that first at least couple of days, you're like, all right, I got to make sure you're alive. How do I do this? Right?
And I know they say that when mothers give birth, that biologically speaking, their brains dump a ton of oxytocin as soon as they touch the baby, which is, you know, if everything works out biologically, they're supposed to instantly have this feeling of love like they've never had before.
Yeah, but some I know some that don't. It doesn't mean they don't love their kid.
And they get worried.
They feel the same way we do. It's more responsibility. But when they show their personality and start talking more, like, that's when you really fall in love with them.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You hear these stories
about... Or maybe that's when you fall out of love with them. I don't know.
Right, could be. You liked them when they were cute babies, and now you don't anymore. No, but that's what I was going to say, Snowcone. Some mothers, you hear these stories about, they feel scared, like something's wrong with them, because when they first hold their baby, maybe they feel nervous.
Yeah, or
they
I know some personally.
They thought they were going to feel something different, and they've heard all these stories about how magical that moment is, and instead they're feeling more anxious.
That's kind of what I felt the first time. I was I thought I was supposed to feel this big thing, you know, but it was more just responsibility. And then, then you grow more and more in love with them as the days go on.
So I think it's good that
I love
Cooper's
my kids when they were born.
This. Bradley Cooper wasn't so
I mean, sure. That's not a thing. It's like, I loved them when they were born. The responsibility felt more important. How about that? That's the way to explain
bigger
it.
Bigger than the
love. Like, I love you, but this responsibility is huge, right? Like, I've got to get this, like, that's it.
That was more urgent.
And then it starts as you get accustomed to that responsibility and life becomes easier.
And you realize
that
you can do it.
It's not like you love them more, but that feeling that you had the whole time has a little bit more time to grow.
Yeah.
And not get bigger, but for you to
live in it more.
Right, to live in it more. Because now I'm holding your heart all the time. Like, you're still alive. You're still alive. You're still alive. Like, it's just, you know, and that you do that out of love, but it becomes like, it's not like a bad duty, but it's a duty.
Yeah.
Like, I got to do this. So I love my kids the day they were born. I was just able to grow into that to enjoy that feeling more. How about that? I was able to enjoy the feeling of love because I started to comprehend how to handle the responsibility.
Well, I think that
how about that?
Perfect sense. As someone who's not even a parent, I think that makes perfect sense. And you know,
because you don't have time.
Not
to
everyone's
going to
be the
them.
Same, right?
Yeah,
and
I love mine, but I just, you don't know.
Well, you
them.
Don't have to change that now.
I don't know them. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's going to listen to this. Whatever you said, you said. I made sure that I made my story with
a
parent.
You said
you had
love,
to get to know him. Like, I don't know.
But I don't know the kid. You got to get to know him. The personality, that's when you start to love them more. But there's a base level.
Conceivably, you could, your love is conditional because conceivably, you could start to get know him more and like him less.
Oh,
right.
Stop it.
No, that's clearly.
Right. Like watching Yellow Jackets. You're like, I thought I loved this.
That's
stupid.
That's not what happened.
Right.
Right. But I mean, we don't know yet.
Well, no, we know. That's not what happened.
Snowcone.
Well, we don't know how
don't
many
let him
years.
Get you, Snowcone. Don't let him get
in
you.
In 10 years, you can be like, I know
he
is.
Don't let him get to you.
Like, you know.
He's pissing me off.
It's conditional. Like, as long as I like you. Right?
Don't let him get to you, Snowcone.
Not what I said.
So Bradley Cooper, he welcomed his daughter.
You and your kid and your therapist can figure out exactly what you said. None of my business.
Bradley Cooper welcomed his daughter, Leah DeZinn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Design?
Design. I mean, it's like it's French.
It's
which
like that.
It's S-E-I-N, which would be sin, right?
Oh. It's Zen. Like that.
I don't speak French. I barely speak English.
Oh, man, that app for sports. Design. I never know. It's D-Z-N.
Okay, this is D-E and then, you know, space. Capital S-E-I-N-E. Like
Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah. So like
Deshaun.
Yeah, right. So anyway, let's call her Leah. Cooper welcomed his daughter Leah with his then partner, a Russian model named, I don't know, in 2017. I'm not even going to try his Russian model's wife, ex-wife, I guess. They separated 2 years later. So the 49-year-old actor, by the way, he's currently nominated for 3 Oscars, writing, producing, and starring. Wouldn't it be crazy if he loses all three? He's going to be heartbroken.
I know.
Because he wants it so bad. I only know that because you told me, and I'm only believing. I have nothing to base that on except what you told me.
Everyone's talking about everyone's it. How much he's it. Dying for one.
I've never heard that before.
He lost to the Golden Globe, and you could see his face. He was like just
oh, really?
Petrified.
Oh, yeah. What about the Screen Actors Guild? Was he nominated for that the other night?
I'm not sure. I know he lost the Golden Globe
they say
to
that's
Oppenheimer,
a good...
and he was like, you could see on his face. He's like, I spent 6 years
trying. I have to go back and look. Yeah. Man, the agony of defeat in someone's face. You can't help but look. Anyway, he's 49. He's nominated for three actors, and during this appearance on this podcast to promote his movie, he's talking about his daughter's life, and he says, this is a quote, "The first 8 months, I don't even know if I really love the kid." That's what he says.
Yeah.
"I don't even really know if I love the kid. It's dope. It's cool. I'm watching.
Dope.
I'm watching this thing morph. That's my experience." He says he was fascinated by it, loved taking care of it, but would I die if someone came in with a gun?
Whoa,
that's a little different than
what
we're talking
about.
That's
way different.
Well, see, to me, that part is everything that he said. I thought you got. There's no way you guys would say that at any point you'd ever question whether or not you'd step in front of a gun.
Of course.
From the moment, even if she was just still pregnant.
Well, we don't know about whatever. What the future holds.
Right. But up
to this point.
Right. Certainly in those first 8 months, what he's talking about, sure. I can't imagine either of you saying, like, there was a point where I don't know if I would have given my life for the kid. I know that both of you would say, yeah, you would have given your life for the kid. Almost instinctually.
I can understand what he's saying, though.
Okay.
I can understand what he's saying. He's saying, you know, I love the kid, but, he had felt deeper love for maybe his wife or his parents, right? So he's saying, you know, he's still getting to know this kid. He doesn't know him.
Well, he went.
I hear him.
Well, he's saying he wouldn't take a bullet for you. There's moments he wasn't sure if he would take a bullet.
I mean, that's how I took that because he says, but would I die if someone came in with a gun?
Right.
Like, you're saying,
so
would I get in front of
the
Yeah, would I take a bullet
kid.
For him?
That's why I took that. And it's like, I just thought that most people would say yes, even if they don't mean it. You know,
well,
would you go to an Oscar?
You can struggle with inside your head.
I gotta
head.
Win an Oscar first.
I gotta
first.
Get an Oscar. I mean,
Well, if I once I win, then maybe
you can't guarantee me she's going to.
So anyway, he goes on to explain that he underwent this realization.
That might be something you struggle with inside your head.
Like, do I love
and
this person?
Just don't go ahead and say it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, I won't even say it because I'm not going to say it. But
like, would you take a bullet for your girlfriend?
Well, sure. It's a lot like that, but also it's like saying when I go into a burning house and help a kid. I'd like to think I would.
Your girlfriend.
I'm not talking about my kid. I'm saying, like, to a stranger, would I go into a house? Would I see my neighbor Karen? If my neighbor Karen.
I'm not taking a bullet for my neighbor Karen.
Right. I like to think I would. I mean, she's a
for
nice
your neighbor?
Lady.
What?
She did make
your
me
treat.
She's a woman on her own.
I'm not taking a bullet to the chest. For
if somebody,
Ken.
Some no. crazy runs
I'm not
up with a gun,
to do it for me.
One person,
and
I
you
it for.
Comparing it that your neighbor Karen to your girlfriend tells me one of two things: either you're banging your neighbor Karen, or
no.
or you would not take a bullet
I'm
for
making
your
the,
girlfriend.
I'm making the point that, of course, I say I would take a bullet for my girlfriend, but I also even say that I would go into a burning house to try and save a kid, or take maybe step in front of a gun for my neighbor. I don't know, but would I actually
hey,
do
look,
it?
I don't
know
what your situation is. Clearly, your love's conditional. You and your girlfriend can talk about that later. None of my business.
I'd take a bullet for her. Okay.
Sure you would.
Yeah. Well, I would. Okay.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you take one for Karen next door too. So
I might. I'm saying I'm considering it. So of course, I take one for my girlfriend. Anyway,
sounds to me like maybe you just want to take a bullet.
Well, I didn't want to say
thing.
It. I didn't want to
like think about it every day. Anyway,
I didn't want to say it, but yeah. As the crazy kid with a gun comes running up, I'm like, keep me here. I ducked down. Right. No. Cooper went on to explain that he underwent a realization a few months into this little girl's life, whatever her name is, recalling that, quote, all of a sudden.
Is that what he said, whatever her name is?
No, I did, because it's Leah Dissin
whatever
or whatever.
Chick is.
Leah Dissin.
Do not care if a dude comes in here with a gun.
He said he.
Like, take the baby.
Right. You want the baby? Please.
I don't even know the baby.
That's like that old Norm MacDonald.
Sell the baby.
Bit.
Yeah, like the heart.
Like, even when you're 90 years old, you're like, don't take me. Right. Take my nephew.
Take
yeah.
the baby.
But he says, all of a sudden, it's like, no question. I'm not sure I'd be alive if I wasn't a dad, he continued. I just needed someone to say, like, we're going to drop this massive anchor. I'm like, why? We're speeding. I've just got an upgrade on the boat, and I know where the wind's coming in. They're like, no. There's a tsunami coming in, and you need an anchor, and we're going to drop it. Because this is going to dictate everything you do from now on, which is what you're talking about. Your DNA is going to tell you that there's something more important than
right.
you. And that goes back to what you guys are saying. Right. So the first 8 months, you know, oh, look, man, I'm with you. He could have said, like, I'll be honest, the first 8 months I was in a little bit of shock, or I thought I should have felt something more.
Right, sure.
I was worried.
I don't think you bring up the gun thing.
But the gun thing.
Right.
When he says, like,
it's just a little more. But you know what? I mean, I'm
maybe it's taken out of context.
I hear what he's saying. And I hear he's saying it's not bad. And maybe it's not bad content. What he's saying.
And he's being open and honest, you know, just like his performance of Richard Bernstein.
Right.
We should praise him for what it is. Yes. We should applaud him for that, I guess. And maybe it was taken out of context. I'm reading these quotes. Do
you think your girlfriend would take a bullet for you?
No way. I think she'd tell you no way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She might.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's instinctual. If she sees anything that, you know, kind of frightens her.
No, she knows he wants it.
It's instinct. It's like, you know, hey, help, quick.
You think she's more likely to shoot you or take a bullet for you?
Oh, boy. You know, here's the thing. You don't want to put that out there because I watch a lot of true crime, mm-hmm. and all those episodes start with, do you really know who you're laying next to? And I know she's thinking it, and I'm thinking it at the same time. She's thinking, is this dude going to stab me in my sleep one night? And I'm thinking, is this bitch going to stab me in my sleep one night? So I don't even like to put it out there, you know?
Okay, so would you...
I'm not going to answer it is what I'm saying. I'm not going to answer
it.
I think it's more likely she would take a bullet for me.
Then shoot you.
Yeah. I could see, you know, where if someone came up with a gun... And, you know, maybe I had just done something very nice for her, bought her some flowers and a nice dinner. She's feeling very affectionate towards me. And someone comes out and says, there you are, Reed, you son of a bitch. I'm going to kill you. And she's thinking, don't kill him. I love him. And maybe she steps in front of the gun.
You think that happens?
I'm saying that's more likely than her blowing my brains out. blowing me.
All right.
Blowing my brains
more
out.
More likely than her blowing you. Night. So, yeah. But let's put it, I'm saying, all right, so what if a guy came and he was pointing a gun at you and she said, no, don't do that. Kill me. And then he handed her the gun and said, you either kill yourself or him.
Oh, God. I think that I would tell her to shoot me. I'd be like, shoot me.
What'd she do?
I think I could get her to shoot me. I mean, if she's not going to want to do either thing. She's going to be paralyzed in real life. But if we're doing this simulation where she does choose one, then it's because I convinced her to shoot me.
What about you? What do you do?
Huh? If someone hands me a gun?
Yeah, it says shoot her or me or yourself.
You don't have to. I don't even think you have to say any of that. Just if someone hands me a gun, don't hand me a gun. That's all. That's why I don't want a handgun.
The Church of Laszlo.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo!
Yo! What about you?
What?
Do you think that if you were convicted of a crime falsely convicted of a crime, your parents 100% knew that you didn't do it, would they go to prison for you? Would they do the time for you? Would your dad offer, it's a 10-year sentence, a five-year sentence. Would your dad volunteer to do the time for you?
How old am I? 19.
19, 20. I don't know, something like that. They say 5 years. And the judge tells your parents.
If I'm a teenager, he'd do it.
Okay. So
think
16.
If I was an adult, he might be like, hey, times are tough all over, man.
You'll
like,
be young when you get out. Right. That's the thing. Yeah.
I mean, there might be. I mean, I think he would, you know, if I asked him to, maybe.
Yeah.
But
if the judge
says,
like, one of you has to go to prison for this.
Then he'd say me.
Then he'd say him, right?
Yeah. But if it was like me, like, hey, the judge told me. I don't know.
The judge would let me trade with you, he said.
Yeah.
Then it's a little different. Then the judge saying one of you has to do
and
the
he
time.
Might be like, okay, then. I'm being honest. Like, yeah. he might. I don't know how it would. Yeah, I don't know.
What about your mom, though? She's going to. Look, this is sexist, I know, but I feel like moms love us. I get it. And not all moms, but.
I don't think they feel the. I know moms are going to get mad. I don't think they feel the duty to do that.
I think it's different.
The duty
right?
is they take care of us and they raise us. And
they're worried about it.
Right. But I think the dad would be like the one, like, oh. All right, I'll go in there and fight these guys. I'll go in there and get my ass kicked for you. Just a different type of
responsibility.
Right.
Exactly. Whereas mom is very worried about it. She doesn't want you to go at all.
She'd come every day.
But it's not.
My dad might not come every day to visit me.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
He'd come, but I don't know that he'd come every day.
Right. I think
my mom would be there every day.
I think it's interesting, though.
Just different. I think my dad would go.
And because we know that your mom, sometimes she's on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv.
Yeah, I want to talk to her about it. She might even say. Of course I'd do that for you, but it's hard to, you know, she might just say that.
But you said earlier off the air, I think, with the gun, would your parents step in front of the gunman? Would they take a bullet for you? And you said, I believe it was you, you said your dad, absolutely your mom, you don't know.
I don't know. I don't think that she loves me any less. Mm-hmm. I just think she's...
a different type of responsibility?
Well, yeah, and older. I don't know. I just think... I don't think it would be... How about this? If you were to say to her, we're either going to shoot him or you, she'd say, shoot me.
Of course.
But I don't know that her first reaction would be to get between me and the guy with the gun.
Right, which is what I'm
that would have been my dad's first instinct. Like, okay. Sit down.
Right.
Go hide. But, and he would have gotten up and went towards the guy with the gun.
But if it's just you and your mom at a restaurant and the guy comes in and points a gun at you.
I think she'd be like, let's hide. Together. It would be a together thing. Okay. So when you say jump in front of a bullet, it's just a little different. I think she'd be like, let's hide together. If you asked her, you can get shot or he can get shot, she'd say.
Yeah.
I don't know that she would think to
That's what it sounds like you're saying. It's not instinctual.
When I was little, I think if I was 3, 4, 5, 6, of course. At 15, I think it would have been, we got to get out of here. Let's hide together. Where my dad would have been like, you get underneath this. I got to go try to stop this guy. Because I think it was his natural instinct.
I get it. I get that.
I think it's guy's natural instinct.
I feel quite confident. Of course, I can't be 100% in this hypothetical because it's never happened. But I cannot imagine that scenario happening. If it's just me and my mom at any age, including current age right now. That when I try and play that out in my head, my mom gets right in front of me immediately. If somebody's pointing a gun at me, my mom would get in front of me like that immediately. Right. If he started shooting people and he started to point
our
direction.
I think if they pointed the gun just at us two, then I think my mom too. In my head, I'm at a restaurant filled with people.
Yeah.
At that point, I think me and my mom are trying to run out of the door together. But if it's me and my dad, I think my dad is like, get out that door. I got to go handle this.
Right. But if the gunman's already up close to you and he's
my mom would take it.
Okay.
But I think my dad would be the one to be like, you got to get out of here.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Right.
I just think it's a different vibe. It goes back to the responsibility thing or what the instinct is or whatever. But yeah. The prison thing is different. You also wouldn't want your mom to go to prison for you. You wouldn't want either of your parents.
It's women's prison. It's easier.
That's the thing. It's like, wait a second.
How bad can it be?
I mean, I shouldn't be doing this to you. You're a woman, after all. You're my mom. But it is, Martha Stewart prison. I saw it. It doesn't seem like it's that bad. I saw Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
It does not look scary.
All right.
You're braiding each other's hair in there. You know what I mean? We're braiding each other's hair in prison. That's scary when it happens to us. You like braiding each other's hair. That's a little different.
Fine.
I'm in there with a skeleton.
I wouldn't let
my
dad do it.
That's the thing. Dad would volunteer, though.
I wouldn't let him.
My dad would say, I'm doing this, and I'd say, no way.
If the judge said two things, I'd go a day early.
Yeah.
I'd beat him there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not letting you go to prison and get raped.
Right. I know.
I'm not. And that's how he would feel about me. Like, I'm not letting you do that.
I'm worried that my dad would beat me there if this were some sort of world where that was an option. Don't they do that in, like, communist countries? In some countries, isn't there, like, we punish you. If this person isn't, if we can't find this person to punish them, then we punish the family. Like in North Korea, if someone escapes and they make it across the border.
North Korea is beautiful. I don't know why you're bringing them up.
I'm not saying this is
everything
good or
I've
bad.
Heard about them is great.
Listen, I'm just right in the middle here. I'm not saying this is good or bad. I'm just saying I've heard that
Where'd you hear it?
I just watched an independent lens not that long ago. But
rumor.
You go across the border. If you make it across the border, they come to the family members who are still in the country and they punish one of them. Or
seems
multiple
rude.
Of them. Well, yeah, it's just a different way of doing things. I'm surprised that you're critical at all, it being North Korea and all. But I guess what we're really asking here, the ultimate question is, who loves you more and has more of an instinct to protect you?
I don't think it's who loves you more. I think it's who has a natural instinct to...
I'm not just talking about that instance anymore. I'm saying overall, if we get to the bottom of this...
I think there's different types of protection.
And
I think my father would have been more willing to introduce violence into a situation to protect me.
Sure.
That's what I think.
But what I'm asking is, whose love is stronger? Who would be more devastated by you being hurt or killed?
My mom.
Okay, me too.
Right.
Yeah. And
my dad would protect me more.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I agree with that. But I think that's...
But I also think it's just in him. Like, he was just raised. Like, if there's a gunman, he's going to try to shoot your kids. I got to go kill him.
Right.
I don't know that my mom, she would think that way, but I don't think it's just ingrained in her.
Right. But also, and I don't know if it's the same with women, but with men, Snowcone, you like a lot of World War history stuff, right?
I do.
What happens when those soldiers on Normandy are dying on the beach? Who are they calling for?
Their mom.
Always, right?
Always.
You never hear stories about how they're calling for their dad. Now, maybe, I'm sure it happened at some point because maybe they were raised by their dad. But there is something about that father or that, that mother-son relationship.
Yeah, but I'm guessing if they were going into battle, as they were going into battle, they were probably like, I wish my dad was here to help me.
Sure.
Not they weren't like, I wish my mom was here with a gun next to me trying to sell.
No, sure. But
that's what I'm saying. There's different types of nurturing.
In their mom's comfort.
In their final moments, as they're scared and they're dying, they want their mom.
Well, it's like their mom's comfort, but their dad's help.
His mom was dead. When he was being killed, he was calling for his mom, and she's dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a crazy thing. And I know there are plenty of people who say, man, I don't like my mom or had a bad relationship, and that sucks. You know, just like having a bad dad, whatever. But I do think, and I don't know if there's anything to that stereotype about the mother son and the father daughter. There's kind of that, you know, stereotype out there.
I don't know if that's true.
The daddy's girl, the mama's boy.
I think it's real.
I've always thought it was real, but I don't have any sisters.
I don't have any reason to believe that.
Right, and you have boys, so.
Yeah, but I have a sister.
Right.
I just don't have any reason to believe that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I do tend to believe it, but I don't have firsthand experience because I don't have any sisters. So I don't know. But you said you believe it, too.
I 100% believe it.
Now, you do have sisters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you have a special relationship with...
Your dads love them more?
Do you what?
Your dads love them more.
I think they have a special relationship with their dad. I'm not saying it's love them more or anything like that. I think they have a natural affinity to be drawn towards their father.
That they want their dad's protection and help.
Yes.
They ask for it more.
Yes.
It almost seems. When I shouldn't be saying this, but I've dated people who at times, or been around women, I guess I could have just said, that have, when they've gotten upset, they start asking for their dads. And I've thought, I remember like in my early 20s thinking, whoa, that's so weird. It's like a guy asking for his mom, except she's upset and she's asking for her dad right now. I know she loves her mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so that's when I started to believe that maybe there is something to the whole daddy's girl and mama's boy. I would ask for my mom, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couldn't love my dad more than I could imagine loving it. You know what I mean? He was the nicest, sweetest guy. You can vouch
for
that.
I'm with you, yeah.
It didn't have a mean bone in his body, just a great, 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 great guy.
But I think maybe in the, I don't know.
I think my mom's.
I think maybe in that age range of 13 to 20, that's true. But I've always felt the bond between a father and a son once they get over that age. Because the son will always rebel against the father because the father is trying to raise them to be a man.
Yep.
And part of becoming a man is becoming your own human being.
Man.
So you literally, in order to become your own man, have to rebel against your father. There's no other way around it. You have to do it. Now, some people do it, you know, extremely horrifyingly, right? Or they drink too much, they get into whatever it is, they carry around rage, and then the fathers don't understand that, so it becomes a huge battle. Other kids maybe just be like, I'm not going to be like him.
Yeah,
I'm going to do these other things, right? I don't want to do what he does. I want to do, there's all that. But that, once you come out of that, that's when I've always thought that bond between a father and son
is unbreakable. That's what they make the movies about.
Right.
It's about the grown man trying to mend fences with his dad.
I'm thinking that, but the mom is taking care of the son while he's going through that rebellious phase.
Yeah, but mom's love feels out of so unconditional, and that the reason that this whole thing is going on with the dad, and the reason the Hollywood trope is that the grown man doesn't like his dad, and then at the end of the movie realizes, you know what, I do love you, Dad, I'm sorry, is because they had such a complicated relationship, whereas
but
mom
that's what
was
makes
always
it,
there.
But that's what makes it so much stronger.
I get what you're saying. Maybe in the end.
Right, in the end, that relationship, once you get into your 20s, it's so much stronger with your dad because you went through more with him.
Yeah, I never had that, so but you know, it was different. I'm not trying to speak ill of the dad
here. Right, sure.
I don't think, I know I wasn't as close with my dad. He wasn't the type of dad that you are to your boys, okay? And
right,
that's nothing against him.
Sure.
He didn't.
Well, neither was my dad, but I still, that bond was, you know.
I love my dad very, 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 very much. I'm just saying, I don't recall ever wanting to rebel against him in any way or him putting up any type of, you know.
My dad wanted me to conform into this thing.
Yeah, my dad did.
And as I rebelled and rebelled and rebelled, once we got past that, and then I could come visit him on vacation, we could spend time together, it was like, there's nothing more powerful than my dad sitting down across the table from me and saying, hey, man, I'm sorry about that. I was wrong.
Right, right.
Like, that bond doesn't get broken. Like, man, I wish I could go back and do that again.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Then you're like, yeah, I get it. And then when you realize, like, oh, you were horrible, but you did it because you really did love me.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't see it.
Yeah.
You know? And that To me, that's why I always think those movies are always about fathers and sons
who had a,
you know,
who had a troubled
rocky relationship, and then
but
they
your
get
kids are not going to experience that, I don't think, because of the relationship they have. I didn't have it with my dad.
Well, I'll go home and slap him around a little bit.
You're going to have to. There's not going to be anything to heal, you know, nothing for you to apologize for. You need to go home and do something that you'll need to apologize for later, I think is what we're getting at. Are we out of time, Snowblow?
We are.
Okay, he's doing the wrap it up.
All right. Well, Bradley Cooper, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.